I'm Stu Epperson. Can you share the good news of Jesus? Can you share the truth anywhere you go, anytime? Well, that's not really an option. That's what we're called to do. And that's why I love about talking to my buddy, Jesse Connors. It's been a little bit since he's been with us. Jesse's the co-host of ShareTheTruthNow.com and TrueLife.org, an amazing ministry he started that's got dozens and dozens, hundreds and hundreds, and even thousands of answers to life's tough questions. Now, Jesse, you had a remarkable encounter with someone in an airport. You were exhausted. Before you tell that story, what kind of questions can people get answered at this website? Because I want our listeners to know they can go, give this a gospel card. They can order these cards for free and pass them out everywhere they go, and they can be missionaries, which is what they're called to be. But what kind of questions? What are some of the questions that, we tackle at truelife.org and sharethetruthnow.com?
Sure. Well, there's millions of questions we tackle through a biblical worldview. Our AI component allows us to be able to answer anything. And you can even ask it, like, how do you make a hamburger? It tells you how to make a hamburger, and then it gets you saved in the process as it shares the gospel and gets you to the local church on truelife.org's website. So you can ask it, why does God allow evil? What happens when I die? Why does God allow any type of situation in your life? Just put it in. It's a great resource even for Christians, let alone the unbelievers. So that's a truelife.org website you guys can visit to see that AI. It's a powerful, powerful tool personally and, of course, for evangelism. And that's why we want people to get the free cards to hand out so they can share this with others very easily at sharethetruthnow.com. You can go there and get free cards at sharethetruthnow.com. And if you guys can donate, that'll be great. That'll keep us moving forward. We've been able to distribute probably around 500,000 cards, maybe closer to 1 million now. I haven't looked at the count already that are circulating in the country. And we believe this is the grassroots effort that God wants to use to help start a revival in America. And so we're growing, praying and asking other people to stand by our side to help us move this forward.
So, you got a testimony, but before you get in that testimony, you know, the number one way we network in business and when we're connecting with people is passing out cards. Here's my card. You know, here's got my information, my email, my phone, you know, good to connect with you. And here's my card so we can talk more and so we can follow up. Well, why not give someone a card that could lead them to eternal life? That could change their life.
That's right.
That could open their heart to heaven. And that's what these Share the Truth cards are. So sharethetruthnow.com, order 200 for free. Jesse will ship them straight to you. And I've put a couple customized messages up there about graduation, about the National Day of Prayer, about all the seasons. We're going to do a Memorial Day one as well, where you can give a card. I've given you, if you're listening to this show and I gave you a card last week and you're on your way to graduation, you're going to hear me give a gospel message about what really lasts forever, because those 4 years went by. But what about eternity? What about what really matters? And that's why we have this ministry. And that's why, Christian, we want to equip you to boldly proclaim the gospel, because who knows who you'll see in heaven one day because you got your eyes off yourself for just a second and you shared the truth with someone like Jesse, who was on airplanes all day and exhausted. He'd been reading, he'd been passing out dozens of cards, but God told you to go to this fella, didn't he, Jesse, in the
he
airport?
Did.
One
he
more
did.
Person, just one more, right? And tell everybody what happened.
It was crazy. Actually, after I handed out probably 30 other cards, you just simply say to somebody, I may never see you again, so I wanted to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. There's millions of questions on there. It'll adapt for you. And they take it and they put it away. And it's so easy to do that when you see it happen. It's like you don't want to stop because you're really helping these people and they're dying going to hell. You know, it's the least we can do. So I was on the airplane reading the America's Revival book that I'm working with on for America's Revival. So that's a bigger story later. But the exhaustion of it was on me just from the trip. And I was walking out the tunnel and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go eat. And unfortunately, at that time, I was kind of upset that I got this little tug in my heart to go talk to somebody else. I was like, okay, God, I'll do it. So I went over to the person I was told to talk to. He was a 6'2" black guy at the American Airlines desk. He was there to check us in. And right before I was reading in that book about Nehemiah. And so it is actually the whole chapter was on it. And so I was on my head. And then I just gave him the card and said, hey, man, you do a lot for other people here. I just wanted to make sure you had this. And I wanted to bless you. It proves Jesus loves you. and it answers millions of questions for you. And so what happened was, which was absolutely crazy, is he asked me my name. I said, my name's Jesse. And then I said, what's your name? He said, my name's Nehemiah. And I was like, holy cow, what's the chances of that? So I'm walking through Charlotte's airport, and I'm still, you know, I've got charged from that interaction. So I'm still walking next to people over and over again saying, hey, I may never see you again, so I want to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you, is a million of answers. And they take it. It's a seed sown over and over again. I don't know how many more times. And I'm getting really exhausted. I'm trying to go get some sushi because that's what was on my head to do. So I was working over that way. Then as I got to there, I got another trigger in my head, and I saw a shorter black guy walk by me with a pink backpack and walking by feverishly to a gate. And I'm like, God, are you serious? I have to turn around and check and go in and go and talk to him. So I turned around, I started walking towards him, and I was able to catch up with him finally. And I said, a little bit out of breath, yeah, I said, hey man, I wanted to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you, millions of answers, and I really believe God wanted me to give you this card. And I said, what's your name? And he said, my name's Christian. I kid you not. And, oh, wow. And we had a great talk after that. Wow. And then I was brought over to the sushi. The waitress's name was Ruth. And we just went on and on. The next guy I handed it to, he said a prayer with me. So it's like, you're like, I think I handed out like 50 cards between like where I started off at Roanoke, and then I went over to like Charlotte. And that was just the beginning of my journey. I mean, God had so many other awesome plans unfold. What about you, Stu? I know you're telling me you had some amazing stories with you handing out the cards.
Well, I just love the fact that little cub goes into
that's his daughter, by the way.
Yeah, little Faith. She goes into a kind of a crazy area of her campus, college, and she passed out these Share the Truth cards, but she was selling hot dogs, just doing with a friend, just kind of doing a little fundraiser. And she had people come back and say, I want one of those cards. I'm not really interested in a hot dog, but I want one of those cards. People are searching. People are hungry. They're empty. And, you know, just amazing, friend. Just a smile is sometimes all someone needs. And imagine following that little smile up with, hey, here's a card that proves God loves you. I know you've got questions. We all do. The most seasoned veteran Christian has questions. I have questions all the time. Jesse, you have questions. But the beauty of the Bible, the beauty of the gospel is God meets us where we are. And that's why we have this whole, all these videos there for you, friend, at sharethetruthnow.com.
It's not just videos now. That's another cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the AI structure we have built with a biblical lens over it. So it's literally anyone can ask it anything, and it gives you a conservative, biblical, Bible-believing answer with a gospel message and a plea to find a local church with our local church place activated. So if your church is not on the church location system, you can check it. Tell your pastor to go to the pastor section, and then they can get on the location section that way. But yeah, I mean, the reality is this: we're only alive for so long down here. And God wants us, you know, to remember he came to seek and save that which is lost. That's what he said he did. I mean, that's the main thing that he did. He said, I came to seek and save that which is lost. So we have to ask ourselves, is that what we're here to do today? Is that what we're supposed to do? And then, you know, the whole part of that answer is really hard to, you know, because we don't know what to do to become like Jesus. Well, these cards allow that to happen. So I want to encourage everyone to go to sharethetruthnow.com. And God has stories just like mine, just like little cubs, and just like Stu's. I mean, Stu's prolific with these. I mean, he's handed out thousands and thousands.
Well, I love handing them out. And I think we have the audio that you and I actually interviewed little cub. We called you with my grandson from the car. And she actually was able to tell Uncle Jesse about that event that happened. Let me see if I can get, let me play that right now. Jesse, you're amazing. Give the website real quick for folks to order their cards. How does God reach the nations? How does God reach the people that he sent his son to die for? Through you, through Jesse, through Stu, through me, through the people listening right now on the radio. Order your card. What's the website, Jesse? We got to get out of here.
It's for free, sharethetruthnow.com. Donations are how we are fueling this whole operation, so please consider that too. TrueLife.org is the foundation of it, but sharethetruthnow.com is where you get these cards. Sharethetruthnow.com.
Jesse, even young people on the college campus can pass out these cards. My daughter, Faith, had a great experience And we're sharing it with you on this interview. Jesse, one of the young people she handed the card to said, well, I already go to Bible study, Faith, but what did you tell her?
I said, you never know what soul you can save by passing that card.
Yeah, it's not for you, right, Jesse? Sometimes we think, well, I'm already saved. I don't need this gospel tract, but talk about the importance of that, Jesse.
Well, I think it all comes down to whether or not we believe Jesus is important.
Wow.
Do we really believe hell is real? Do we really believe that faith is important? And Faith did to when she handed out these cards.
Faith is important. And, so she's my daughter.
Yeah. but you have to have, you know, a lot of people want to see everything, but if we wanted to see everything, what's the purpose of faith? God told us to live by faith, not by sight. I believe there's a heaven. I believe there's a hell. I believe in the afterlife. And I believe that people are going to Christ that go to Christ are going to heaven. And the people that don't go to Christ are going to hell. And so we either believe it or not. And I want everyone listening to know that if they are not evangelizing, they are not going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. It's not going to happen. It's impossible.
Are you part of the solution, or are you part of the problem? And believers that aren't sharing the gospel, they're part of the problem. I hate to say that, and we're not trying to shame you, but hey, get out there and tell someone the good news. Like,
that's right.
How this whole call set up, Jesse? We had to call you. Faith, set the stage. Tell everyone just kind of what happened, why we called Jesse. Just tell real quick.
Oh, well, I was selling hot dogs outside of Greek Circle, which is where everyone goes on a Friday night.
At your college. Where do you go to college?
At High Point University. And as I was selling these hot dogs with my friend Morgan, we were passing out Share the Truth cards. And even if someone didn't come by a hot dog, we still made them come over to the booth and gave them a card. And we even went into the frats and started giving them the hot dogs and the cards and giving them to everyone inside.
And you started with a big stack of cards. Yeah. What happened?
I don't have any more cards.
Jesse, what do you say to this young evangelist? Didn't she? She fires me up. How about you?
Well, I want to tell you, Uncle Jesse is super proud of you, and he loves you, and you are laughing. And you are laughing because the Holy Spirit has tickled your heart and your soul.
Amen.
And your mind.
Well,
you know what you've done. You know, yeah. What you've done is absolutely from the Lord, and you can see those faces. Faith, can you still see those faces you handed the cards to?
Yes.
Can you still see how they smiled at you when you're hanging out in your mind?
Yeah.
See, now we need to pray for them. Let's pray for them right now, guys. Let's do it.
Okay, now the laughter is my grandson in the background because we're about to take him to yogurt, so we may have to go. But Walker, say, hey, Uncle Jesse.
Hi, Uncle Jesse.
He's
sweet baby.
He's the cute little
All right,
fella.
Well, let's pray. Okay. Hey, Faith, I'm going to pray for these cards that you got to sew, and everyone can sew cards for free at sharethetruthnow.com. Get your box of 250. sharethetruthnow.com. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the many, many, many college students that got these cards. And I am so thankful that we had the opportunity to be a part of this at sharethetruthnow.com. We make evangelism so easy, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for faces that were touched and by your presence, just with that beautiful smile on Faith's face as she is showing your love to others, God. And they took the cards, and they kept taking the cards until a whole stack was gone. These are frat party people, God, that aren't normally thinking about this, but the hunger is there. The harvest is plentiful, God. The laborers are few. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that more laborers will rise up to the challenge that you've given to them when you said to go, therefore. That's as you go. That go is a Greek, as you go, to be evangelizing. And these cards make that happen. So we pray many more will hear the good news because of this radio time. And also, Father, we pray that those lives will be changed as they go online, get their questions answered, see a beautiful gospel presentation, and many other wonderful video presentations there to help meet them where they're at, to bring them to you into a local church. Lord, we thank you for all those seeds. And we pray, God, that I say it selfishly, but we pray that all of them will come to know you, and that a domino effect will happen because of this in this world and culture. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesse. Wow. What an encouraging word. And just the fact that You know, she went out. She has one Share the Truth card left. She has one Share the Truth card left, which is so cool. And she sold hot dogs and gave out gospel cards with her buddy Morgan. And we're just sharing with Jesse. Always call someone after you go soul winning or after you go sharing the good Lord and just tell them so they can celebrate with you. And who knows, there may be a party in heaven, because if one soul gets saved, what happens, Jesse?
They are in heaven forever, and we'll be wishing we did more too, because God wipes our tears away. That's part of heaven, is us realizing we could have done more.
Yeah, well, but when one believer, when one person,
yes,
you know, one sinner repents,
they can go. Yes, we have a whole big party, because they're not going to be in hell. And yeah, like we were supposed to go to hell, we helped someone else. It's the least we could do. We have to love others the way we want to be loved. Amen. The least we can do is to just reach out our hand with a sharethetruthnow.com card with truelife.org on the back to help people.
Yep. It's an easy QR code. These college kids, they hit it with their phone. They watch all these videos about how God loves them and how they can know Christ, how they can repent of their sin, how they can be forgiven. Faith, what do you say to Uncle Jesse for inspiring all of us?
Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, sharethetruthnow.com. Everyone order your free cards. Be a blessing to someone else. They're not for you, but order them so God can use you to give them to someone else, to bring someone to Christ. We got to go because grandson, we got to get some yogurt. Grandson, what are you doing back there? We got to go. Grandson's got to get us some yogurt. You want to get some cold yogurt, grandson? Zax? Say bye to Uncle Jesse.
Bye, Uncle Jesse.
Bye, sweetheart.
See you, bud. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. To the top line.